Hey everybody, Tyler Fullerton here. How are you guys all doing on this awesome day? Hopefully you guys are walking your dog. I don't know where you guys are listening to this, on the way to work, driving in your car, watching the kids' baseball game. I'm literally recording this while walking Oakley right now. We do about a 6 mile walk. But let's talk about, is your cheat day negatively affecting your results and for your goals? And if you guys have not yet, definitely subscribe. Like, comment, share this with your friends. This podcast could really help somebody hit their goals. And you never know which one of your friends is really struggling with their weight. They're crying themselves to sleep. They're not happy with where they're at. And just one little thing they could hear out of these podcasts is possible to get them to where they want to be, where they're happy with their life and they're not upset anymore. But let's jump into this. Appreciate you guys a ton who've listened to these. You guys mean a lot to me. This is why I do this, because I know I can help one person get the goals that they want to accomplish. But let's dive right into it. So I get it. You hear it all the time. People talk about, oh, it's my cheat day. But is it really negatively affecting them? I've been there. Even as a personal trainer, I would tell people, yeah, sure, have a cheat day. But as I learned and as I tested my own blood sugar levels and ketones with that as well, with the cheats, it's kind of scary of what I found out and the conclusion that I have with doing the cheat days, even on just one day a week. Just one day a week can negatively affect your entire week of good eating. But like I said, we hear it all the time. Cheat day, most of the time it's on a Sunday. But that one day can literally ruin your entire week. And this is what can happen when you have your cheat day. You eat clean all week. You worked hard. You did keto. You did low carb all week. You hit your macros. You hit your calories. You're getting awesome results on that week. You even went to the gym every single day. But Sunday, you know that you get to have your cheat day. So you have that cheat day. You drink that Dr. Pepper. You drink all the soda. You eat that ice cream. You eat that pizza. And you go out with the family and you have that big giant cheeseburger with fries. Shoot, you might even have the loaded fries. You guys are in Arizona, you guys get animal style to In-N-Out. So you have that day. Feel good for a couple minutes of eating it. But right after, you feel terrible. You're bloated, you're super heavy, you're sluggish. You're like, why did I just do that to myself? So it's always funny whenever I'm thinking about like having something bad. One, I'll think of my why. Two, I'm like, what in the world? Why did I eat this? This isn't gonna help me whatsoever. It was not worth it. But let's go along with it, guys. Every cheat day, every single Sunday. Okay. You think because you have that cheat day, your whole next week you're gonna eat clean and it's gonna fall right off and it's not gonna negatively affect you. But what I've found is when I'm testing my blood sugars after that cheat day on Sunday and testing my ketones and stuff, it usually takes me about 3 to 4 days to get fat adapt, start using my fat as energy, and not use the glucose. Because all of those carbs and sugars that you just took in that one Sunday can literally take that long for the body to convert to start using its own glucose like it does with mine. Look, guys, I test myself on this. I would never talk about it if I didn't actually do it on myself. So that one day, it's going to take 3 to 4 days to get back into fat burning mode. So Thursday hits and I'm finally back at it. So I got Thursday, Friday, and Saturday of actually burning fat. Sunday comes again. I stop it because I'm taking in the carbs and sugars and my body starts using glucose as energy. So having that one cheat day, one day a week, out of 7 days, you're only burning fat 3 days a week. That one day can literally ruin your entire week. Just think, if you didn't have that one cheat day, you will be in fat burning mode for 7 days straight, not only three. So that's my conclusion on that one. There's no reason to do it. Everything you're taking in is not beneficial to the body. It's funny when you start to look at food like you got to eat to live, not live to eat. You look at food as nutrients because the body needs it, the vitamins, the minerals, the proteins.
and the fats to be used as energy, the proteins to rebuild the muscles, rebuild DNA and stuff like that. Taking in those sugars is just going to be used as glucose. You have an insulin spike. You have insulin, you're not burning fat at that point. So that is my conclusion on cheat days and why I will never be doing the cheat day thing every week, thinking it's going to help me be able to pass through it. Because look at what's going to happen. You hit your goal and you're like, oh, I had a cheat day. You hit your goal. It took a long time, but you hit it. What's going to happen when you hit your goal? Are you going to start cheating every day? Because you're like, oh, I'm at my goal. Got to think about that one. You got to eat to live, not live to eat. Looking at, when you start to look at a plate, a healthy plate of vegetables and protein, vegetables and meat, you're going to be like, that's protein. And those are vitamins and minerals and fats that my body is actually going to use and nourish itself. But then you look at a piece of cake and think, sure, it might taste good for 30 seconds. It's going to make me feel heavy, bloated. It's going to stop me from getting the results I want. And it's literally just carbs and sugars. It's going to do nothing for the body. Think about that when you start looking at food. And when you're able to think that way about food, that it's just nutrients that the body needs that you have to eat, you'll start to have it click for you and start to get better results. Try it out for a month. If you've been doing the cheat day once a week, try it 1 month without a cheat day. Eat clean for an entire month. See what happens. Remember, check those calories. So important to get those calories in. And with that, guys, that is it for tonight. Me and Oakley usually about a 6 mile walk. It is great. I definitely recommend it. If you guys ever want good head clearing spaces, take your dog out on a nice walk. I love going through the 55 plus community because no one's outside. It's super quiet, real relaxing, and nothing better than stress relieving because stress will absolutely kill you. Other than that, please like and share and subscribe. Share this with everybody. You don't know who of your friends will see this, and it can absolutely change their life and help them get back to their goals and setting the New Year's resolutions and actually accomplishing those goals. Other than that, have an awesome day.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.